You know, it's tragic whenever a 8:47. I'm Tommy Tucker. It's tragic whenever a young person loses their life, but when you're in an abandoned building, fooling around and doing something you shouldn't be doing, it's especially troubling. But why is the Plaza Tower in the condition that it's in, and why has it been for so long? Ali Bustamante joins us now, professor in the Department of Economics and Finance at LSU New Orleans. Good morning, professor. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Why does it take so long? First of all, how much of an outlier is the Plaza Tower? Are there a lot of office buildings in New Orleans or buildings in New Orleans that are in that condition?
Yeah, it's actually a case of a larger challenge facing New Orleans and a lot of cities throughout the country. It's basically a question of how do we redevelop older properties when we know that construction, insurance, and financing costs have really risen faster than the actual rents or whether it's residential or office rents that you can actually collect at the local level. And this is something that it's really representative of a longer issue that we've been facing for several years now.
So it's easy to say go ahead and redevelop it, make it a new office building, but first of all, it's going to cost a lot of money, and secondly, you got to make sure that you got tenants to fill it. For the life of me, professor, and you study this, the building we're in right now, I can't even begin to understand the financing of that or how that works, given the cost of maintaining the building, of operating it with the tenants that are in here. I don't know what we pay for rent. I have no earthly idea, but I just know they have vacant floors, and I don't know how they make that equation work. How difficult is it to have a big office building and have it run profitably?
It's extremely difficult, and it's actually a challenge that we've been experiencing for about 30 years now. When you actually look at downtown New Orleans, the CBD, it's basically gone from roughly 70 office buildings to about 23 buildings. When we look at the square footage, we've actually lost about 40% of the square footage of office buildings in New Orleans since about the 1990s. And so, when you actually fast forward to what the market looks like right now, the market's about 80% occupied. So it really tells us about, there's just been a diminishing demand for office space over the past several years, and it's still going on today.
Is that a national trend or is that unique to us?
It's actually a national trend, and this is actually why, if you look at the CBD, so much of that office space has really been redeveloped into hotels, into apartments. It's really a way that you can ultimately make the math work, basically moving away from office space.
Is that the trend for the future?
It really is. And, and in terms of just, the Plaza Tower, the proposal that was thrown out is about $250 million redevelopment costs for about 300 residential units. Mm-hmm. But this is the other part that's difficult to kind of square up, which is that comes out to about $800,000 of building costs per unit. And there's just not a lot of folks in New Orleans who can really afford to not just pay those project costs, but really, the cost of closing on these kinds of properties.
So is it a fool's errand to try to redevelop that?
Well, the idea is really, whether the city has to have a big question in front of them, which is, do they actually help close this gap to make the financing work? And the question is, will this redevelopment ultimately produce enough housing, tax base, and surrounding investment to really, justify the public contribution? But outside of a public contribution, it's just really hard to make the math square up and redevelop this property.
Let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Ali Bustamante, professor in the Department of Economics and Finance at LSU New Orleans, about real estate and downtown office buildings and the Plaza Tower, why it's been abandoned for years, and why is redevelopment so difficult. Let's take a look at traffic now, WWL. 8:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Ali Bustamante, professor in the Department of Economics and Finance at my alma mater, LSU New Orleans. We're talking about office space and the Plaza Tower and redevelopment. Somebody texted in and wanted to know if cities like Nashville and Houston have their own respective Plaza Towers.
Well, it hasn't actually, I wouldn't say a Plaza Tower per se, because, Plaza Tower is a really unique place in terms of New Orleans, which is, we're talking about 45 stories. It's a massive building. It's in the heart of downtown. I mean, it was a flagship building for the city for decades. It was built in the late 1960s. Nashville doesn't have anything like that, but they do have a lot smaller office properties that have gone through this transition over the past 20 years of going into residential. And that's really what we've seen a lot of, you know, the real estate market move in Nashville area, you know, going to that downtown area into these condos.
So I was going to say, when you say residential, that means condos, and you said $800,000 a piece. Is that what you would be talking about?
If we're looking at a $250 million redevelopment cost, yeah, it comes out to about $800,000 a piece for 300 units.
And how big would that unit be? Do you have any idea?
We have no idea. But, you know, it really is, goes to show you that I think that $250 million figure tells us a couple of things. One is that, you know, this isn't a building that went dark a few years ago. It's been vacant since 2002. So this long-term vacancy has really made the cost of redevelopment really, really high. And the other part being that, you know, when we look at who can actually afford these kinds of units, you know, it's going to have to either be fueled by a lot of new growth in the city, or there has to be some kind of you know, subsidy or tax abatement that's ultimately going to bring the cost of these units down.
That's what I'm thinking, because I just, it's not if you build it, they will come. I don't know who goes first here. That's got to be very challenging if you're looking at it from an investment standpoint.
Yeah, and this is actually where, if we were to look a little bit further down the road, where the River District Investment Project, mm-hmm. if that succeeds, it's really going to tell us a little bit about the feasibility of redeveloping the Plaza Tower. You know, there's a lot that the city can do to support this, but there's a lot more that just the local economic development area, developing the local economic area, would actually do to make this project viable.
I would think new office building construction is just off the table. Nobody's considering that, are they?
It is completely off the table. Like I said, you know, it absolutely makes no sense when you have a vacancy rate in office space of about 80%, about 20%, I should say. And so this is really a question where, you know, if you're going to make it work financially, it's probably going to have to be a mixed use or some type of residential property.
Thank you, Professor. Appreciate it. Ali Bustamante, professor in the Department of Economics and Finance at LSU New Orleans. We'll take a break. Talk about LSU basketball. Only five players. What? Yeah, we'll talk about that in the Saints as well when we come back.